Marriage Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
Next to the birth of your first baby, I suppose the biggest moment is the christening. Giving it a name makes it more grown up somehow, even though you can still walk into a line of wet nappies first thing, and the nearest you've got to an intelligent conversation is a series of chuckles and a burp. But the christening sort of makes the baby's name official, doesn't it? And you know there'll be a day when it wants to get married or travel abroad or something, and it'll go and get its birth certificate out of Somerset House. All in its own, it'll go too. Which is a pretty proud-making thought, really, when up to now it hasn't been any nearer proper locomotion than falling downstairs. It's a great day, the christening, a great day. At least it ought to be, but, you know, my life, even though everything was organised down to the last detail, even though I wasn't due to fly abroad till the next day, even though the sandwiches were cut and the champagne iced, the Starling gremlin managed to get itself on the guest list.
Darling, what's the time? Don't forget you've still got to collect the cake from Milton's. Darling?
Where is he?
George?
Hello.
What are you doing in the bedroom?
Show me a minute, darling.
Yes, but what's the time? You know, Milton's closes early on a Saturday. George, this is no time for dressing up.
Darling, I'm just making sure my tropical kit fitted.
You know it fits. You've hardly been out of it since you bought it.
Nonsense.
What? What happens last night, you had the lot on and a broom handle tucked under your arm.
Kate, they carry sticks in tropical countries to beat off snakes and flatten jungle grass.
George, you are exchanging an office in England for an office in Africa. The only conceivable hazard I can imagine offhand is a spot of heat rash.
That's right, go on, minimise the dangers. Tomorrow afternoon I'm flying off to the unknown.
And this afternoon your only daughter is being christened. Let's get our priorities right, George.
Well, I'm sorry. I'd have thought it was a priority.
What was?
The danger of my only daughter being fatherless.
George, don't be ridiculous.
Okay, I'm glad you can take it all so calmly. Personally, I'm not really looking forward to saying goodbye tomorrow to you and Helen and England.
England? There you go again. You make the whole thing sound like a patriotic gesture and Kitchener can't finish the war without you.
Thank you. I shall treasure the memory of remarks like that when I'm spending a sleepless tropical night being eaten alive by mosquitoes. It'll cheer me up.
Don't be silly. You know I shall miss you, and I can't bear the thought of tomorrow either. We've got to get today out of the way first. It's Helen's day. Well, it must mean something to you, too. When you heard your flight was tomorrow, you said, what a miracle it meant that we didn't have to alter the date of the christening. Didn't you?
Yes.
Well, then, no more silly remarks. It's Helen's day till after the christening party, and then we'll talk about you solidly till the minute you take off.
Okay.
So get out of those things, darling, and collect the cake from Milton. And then it'll be nearly time for lunch.
What time's your mother bringing Helen back?
Oh, about 2:30. That'll give me nearly an hour to get her ready. The car's coming at 3:20, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very kind of Mum to look after her, wasn't it?
She'll be here for an hour, then, will she?
Who?
Your mother.
When?
Before the christening.
Well, of course she will. You don't expect her to go home again, do you?
No, but,
But what?
Nothing.
No, come on, I know that look.
Well, it's just that it would have been nice to be alone.
When?
Before the christening, just you and me and Helen.
It's been you and me and Helen alone nearly every day since she was born.
Yeah, it's not going to be, is it, after the day?
No, but...
Oh, well, I just think it would have been nice for you and me to have been here with Helen before we went off to the church, that's all.
Well, we shall be.
Without your mother.
George, how can you be so unkind about Mum? She's put herself out looking after Helen so we'd have time free for getting everything ready.
Put herself out? She loves it. She hasn't had a good audience for years.
What do you mean?
Well, darling, let's face it, most people have run a mile rather than listen to your mother name-dropping all over the place. I mean, poor old Helen's flat on her back. She's got to listen.
George, I really don't think this is the moment to launch into one of your diatribes against my mother.
Well, all right, well, let's forget it. It's quite obvious you don't understand.
George, I do understand.
No, you don't, darling, you don't. You're quite incapable of it. It's exactly the same as me going away tomorrow. It's all water over duck's back to you, isn't it?
Well, we're talking about tomorrow again, are we?
No, don't worry. I shan't mention it again. I know the score now. Today's the big day. Tomorrow's something you've just got to put up with.
Darling, I'm dreading tomorrow as much as you are. You don't really think I enjoy the prospect of not seeing you for 6 months, do you? That's why I'm a bit gritty today, and that's why I don't want to talk too much about it until we have to. Do you see?
Oh, of course I do, darling. I mean, terribly selfish.
No, you're not, darling.
Aren't I?
No, you're just pretty, too.
Oh. Yes, well, it's all been a bit of a rush, hasn't it? Look, not another word about tomorrow, I promise.
Well, not till after the christening.
No, not even then.
Oh, yes, darling, we must talk about it then. There's a lot to discuss.
Okay, well, let's do it over a meal or something. Hey, shall we have a farewell knot at Louise's tonight?
Mm, that'd be lovely, George.
Good.
What's that for?
Well, if I'm not going to see you for 3 months, I thought I'd better start stockpiling. Right, now, what was that you said about priorities? Cake first?
Thank you, darling.
Oh, will I have to pay for it?
Well, I don't suppose they baked it free, even for Helen.
No. Okay, shove it off.
Hello?
Is George Starling there?
Who is it?
Michael Baxter.
Hang on. George! George! Oh.
Sorry, darling. Forgot my wallet.
Somebody called Michael Baxter on the phone.
Who? Oh, yes, he's one of the other blokes going out there. Yeah, I'll get it. Hello?
Michael Baxter.
Oh, yes.
We've met a couple of times at the office.
That's right, yeah.
I suddenly realised you lived rather near me, and I wondered if you had transport out to the airport.
No, I was going on the bus. It was very kind of you, old man.
No, I haven't got transport. I thought you had.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, we'll probably meet on the bus then.
Yes.
See you this afternoon.
Right. What?
What?
This afternoon?
Yes, 2:30 at the air terminal.
Tomorrow?
No, today.
Well, it can't be. I've got a christening.
Well, you could ring the airport, but I doubt if they'll hold the plane.
Are you sure about this?
I've got my flight ticket in front of me. Saturday the 25th. 14:30 hours.
Well, perhaps you're on a different flight.
Yes, well, they may have laid you on a private plane, of course.
Yeah, but what made me think it was Sunday?
It isn't. It's Saturday.
No, I mean... Goodbye. I can't have made a mistake. I can't. Where's that damn ticket? Ah, oh, here we are. Oh, good grief.
George, don't forget the cake. What are you doing standing there with your mouth open?
Kate, would you like to sit down?
Christmas, darling, there isn't time to sit down.
No, there isn't. There isn't even time for the christening.
What are you talking about?
Look at that.
It's your flight ticket.
For today.
What?
Look, I shall be over the English Channel about the same time as you get to the font.
George, it's for today.
Good grief.
Could you have made a mistake?
Darling, there isn't time for a public inquiry.
What about Helen?
Well, Helen can struggle along without a name. I can't get to Africa without a turbo jet.
But you can't miss the christening.
Well, I can't change the flight, can I? They had to book it miles in advance. Anyway, it'd be a jolly good start out there, wouldn't it? Saying I'd made a mistake about the date. They'd probably cut me money and put me on copy making. Then I haven't started packing yet. Where's my cases? Where are they?
George, how terrible.
Well, you don't think I'm thrilled about it, do you? Fridge full of champagne, I shan't taste a bubble of it.
That's your only disappointment, isn't it?
What?
Missing the drink.
Darling, don't hinder me. Help me pack.
Christening's taken a back seat after all. I knew it would.
Oh, blimey, everything's taken a back seat, hasn't it? Where are my underpants?
Here you are.
No, no, not those. The tropical ones. They look as though they're, you know, the ones that look as though they're made out of tennis netting.
I wonder if the vicar could change the time.
What?
Put it forward.
The christening?
I'll ring him. What time's your flight?
Air terminal 2:30.
2:30?
Yeah. Yeah, but Dino, even if Popham can make it earlier, what about all the people coming? They'll turn up at the church at 3:30 and find the baby's been made legal and the father's fled the country.
Well, we'll ring them if Popham can change it. The important part is that you're there, George.
Yeah, thanks very much, darling. I'm still going to cop the christening and miss the party, though, aren't I?
The party? Hello, is that Mr. Popham? Oh, Mr. Popham? It's Mrs. Starling here. You're christening our daughter at 3:30. At least you were. I mean, my husband's had to catch an earlier flight. Could you possibly change the time? Well, he has to be at the air terminal at 2:30. Oh, dear. Well, before then, I suppose you... Could you? Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Popham. Thank you so much. Yes, we will. Thank you. Goodbye.
Right. When can he do us?
Do us?
Look, Kate, if you're going to pick me up on every word I say...
1:15, he'll be giving up his lunch hour.
Well, so shall I.
George!
So will everyone else.
Well, they can have lunch beforehand.
Blimey, look, it's 11 o'clock by now. The time they scrambled into their Sunday best and hot-footed into the church.
George, out of the kindness of his heart, Mr. Popham is willing...
Let's have the do first.
What?
Before the christening. You can give everybody a ring and tell them to dash round here.
Oh, don't be...
Yes, darling, it'll be a marvellous idea. It'll be a combined lunch and farewell party for me. I mean, you don't want to come back here after the christening and have the place filled with people, do you?
Don't I?
Well, but I'll only have half an hour. Not much of a spot for the 24 hours we thought we'd have, is it? Half an hour, just you and me and Helen.
George?
Yeah?
This isn't just an elaborate excuse for you to be in on the champagne, is it?
What?
No, all right.
Well,
I'm sorry,
thank you.
George. No.
No, don't be sorry.
I didn't mean it.
Wonderful. Something else to do. If you don't want to be able to say goodbye in privacy...
Of course I do, darling.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll slip away.
No,
I'll slip away, that's what I'll do. I'll just slip away, if you like. With corks popping and people munching, give you a quick peck and dash off to Africa.
Don't, George.
Well, I'm sorry about the mistake, darling, but... Well, perhaps it's better like this.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, to go suddenly, you know, waiting around, trying to think of things to say.
It's incredible.
What is it?
10 minutes ago you made it sound as though you were marching off to war. Now you're lying on your deathbed.
Oh, there's no time for talking, darling. You get ringing. Ring the people with the longest journeys first.
I'm ringing the most important people first, George. Parents and godfathers and godmothers. I know you'd be absolutely delighted if only a few old aunts could make the party, as you call it. There'd be enough champagne for even your permanently parched in a man.
Well, who are you ringing in?
Your parents. Hello? Oh, it's Kate. Listen, I'm afraid George made a mistake about the date. He's got to fly off this afternoon. Yes, I know it's been an awful shock, but we're trying to make the best of all possible worlds and have the christening early. The vicar's very kindly shifted the time to 1:15. That's right. And then we're going to have eats and drinks before that. Well, as soon as you can both make it. Oh, is he? Yes, I hope so. All right, goodbye. Your mother can make it, but your father's on the golf course. George, I don't think this is a very good idea.
Nonsense, it's the best of all possible worlds. You said to yourself, I keep ringing, darling.
If your father's playing golf...
Well, Mum must go and get him.
What, run round the course in her picture hat?
Look, if I know my father, he'll be at the 19th hole by now, knocking them back. Keep ringing, darling.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I wonder if I ought to wear my tropical suit at the christening.
Not.
Well, why not?
You'll wear your dark suit and maroon tie, please.
Yeah, but if I've got a dash to the terminal, I mean, I don't want to arrive in Africa in a dark suit and maroon tie.
Hello, Miles. It's Kate. Look, rather a crisis. George has got to fly off this afternoon, so we've had to put the christening forward. Could you make it by 1:15? Well, earlier than that, actually, if you want a drink.
If he wants a drink.
We're having a sort of christening lunch. Miles? What? Oh. I knew it was a mistake to make him godfather, didn't I say so?
Now, what's the matter?
He didn't get to bed till 6. He has a hideous hangover, and when I mentioned lunch, he said, would I mind if he dashed to the bathroom? Honestly, I don't.
Well, he gave Helen a lovely christening mug.
Well, you better keep it handy. You'll probably want to be sticking it.
Darling, just keep ringing. You don't have to worry about Miles. He's the last person you ought to worry about. He makes a fantastic recovery, you know. I've never seen anybody like him. Fantastic. I've seen him, white as a sheet and trembling at 10 o'clock in the morning. 1 hour later, opening time, he's got rosy cheeks and a firm handshake.
Hello, who's that? Oh, Mrs. Benson, I didn't know you did for my mother on Saturday. May I speak to her? What? When is she due back with the baby? Yes, please, Mrs. Benson. Mum's taken Helen out.
Where?
For a walk. Her child doesn't know when she'll be back. George, this is going to be the first christening ever without the baby.
Now then, let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
I have a feeling we have come to it, George, and it isn't even there to cross.
But look, you carry on phoning, and I'll open a bottle. How about that, eh? That'll cheer us up, won't it?
Oh, George, how could you have made that mistake about the ticket? You absolutely ruined the day, and I've been looking forward to it for so long.
Now then, no tears. For heaven's sake, there'll be quite enough of those when Popham sloshes water over Helen. Of course your mother will be here on time. I wouldn't mind betting everyone will make it. I tell you what, I guarantee it. An hour from now, this room will be a solid mass of people laughing and chattering. Huh. Another champagne, darling.
Where are all the laughing and chattering people, George?
They'll be on their way. Have another spot of bubbly.
A christening party doesn't usually consist of the parents knocking back the champagne on their own.
I know. Well, we're blazing a new trail, eh? Hold your glass out. Ah, there you are. I told you not to worry.
It is a christening service, small girl.
I beg your pardon.
It is so pretty, so good.
Just hang on a minute, will you?
Who is it, George?
Come here. I don't know. She's about 90 in a huge hat, and I can't catch a word.
She's coming in.
Did we invite her?
Perhaps she's one of your aunts.
Well, she could be. I've got so many.
Where's from Roddy Dougie down there?
This is Kate.
Oh, it's me, Mrs. Gale. We're across.
I don't think she's ever checked me under the chin.
Are you sure?
Well, it's hard to tell under that hat.
She's sitting down.
I mean, I can't ask her who she is, can I?
Of course you can't. You'd better give her a glass of champagne.
Yes, well, at least there's somebody here, darling, even if we haven't the biggest idea who she is.
Champagne!
It's got lovely beer in there, don't you?
Blimey, she's not that bad.
Yes, well, that proves she comes from your side of the family. Go on, she's holding out her glass.
Cut her a piece of christening cake. Take her mind off the alcohol.
Cake!
What?
Cake!
What? What about cake?
Didn't get it. Oh, George.
Wait, you didn't remind me.
I did. I told you.
Yeah, just before I got that phone call saying I had to be in Africa in 10 minutes.
George.
But what's it matter if there isn't any cake? It doesn't matter. There's no one here to eat it. Yes, she would.
I beg your pardon? It's still being iced, dear.
Oh.
Yes.
But bugger a bloater-paste sandwich or something. Cheer up, darling. Don't look downhearted. Somebody else will turn up soon.
It'd be nice if our baby turned up.
But ring your mother again.
Mrs. Benson was going to leave a message. Where are your parents?
Oh, they'll be on their way. Dad won't stay in the clubhouse long when he hears there's free booze here. Have another drink, darling. But there you are, the laughing, chattering horde.
Hello, George.
Who is it?
It looks like Miles.
Come in and have a drop of champagne, old man.
Coffee.
Darling, have we any coffee?
Coffee?
Coffee. This is Miles, darling. I mean...
I'm very sorry, Kate. I'm all right if I can have my 6 hours. Anything less than that, and I really can't shake it off.
I'll make some coffee.
Thanks, Kate. You're an absolute... Hello?
Oh, no, it's not you, old man.
Are you sure?
No, she's worried about the baby.
What's wrong with it?
It hasn't come back from a walk.
What?
No.
You mean, it might have gone straight to the church?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not really with it. I'm still feeling a little bit... Good grief.
Who's under the hat? Well, between you and I, actually, we're not too sure if she's one of Kate's or one of mine.
One of your what?
All right, Claire. I think she wants a cake. Pass her the plate, will you?
Oh, right.
What's the matter? What's the matter with you? I think he's gone to the bathroom. Well, luck another, darling. Oh, well, cheers. Ah, stuff. Anyway, the do is on. We'll ask everybody back, and I'll have time for a quick one before I dash off. It'll make it easier, really, won't it? I mean, you can't have a soulful goodbye in front of a room full of people nothing, can you? In fact, we've got a couple of minutes. Perhaps we'd better say goodbye now.
Hey, why don't you put it in a sporting bed?
Right. Well, let's say goodbye in the bedroom. Say by the bell.
Mrs. Darling?
Yes?
Hiya, Carl.
Oh, yes, thank you. We'll come down.
It's the christening, isn't it? Can I give Anne with the baby?
Ah, no, alas, the baby hasn't turned up.
Oh.
Ah, there's an old lady who looks a bit tottery. A car's here, Kate.
Oh, you care, funny little
skin then. Sorry, dear. No, you'll have to put your glass down. The car's here.
You put my glass down, the car's here.
Yeah. Well, this way, Mum. Yeah.
Thank
this way. Here we are. Here we go.
Thanks very much. Darling, I shouldn't give her too much champagne later. You might never find out who she is.
She's not coming back.
What?
Nobody is.
No, darling, I just told
Please,
you.
Please, George.
Well...
You tell your parents, I'll tell Mum. Who's going to break it to the vicar?
Well, Tommy, it's very kind of you, and I know you're doing it for me, but we can say goodbye now. It'll take that heavy drinker in the hat a good half hour to get in the car.
You and I can say goodbye now.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean.
What about Helen?
Helen?
Isn't she allowed sometimes to say goodbye to her father?
Well, I hate to disappoint her.
Well, then, nobody comes back.
Except us.
And Helen?
Providing she turns up.
Well, keep your fingers crossed. If Mum's sense of time's as bad as usual, the christening's off as well as the party.
Well, didn't someone once sing a song about there was I waiting at the church?
I don't know, but I wish my mother had heard the one about get me to the church on time.
Yeah. Oh, here comes Dad.
Oh, yeah, no sign of him in the high street. Where's your mum?
She's keeping an eye on the park entrance.
Oh,
The vicar's just looked at his watch again.
Well, if that's the most constructive thing he can think of.
What are you doing?
What?
Constructively.
I am keeping my fingers crossed that your mother is not in the telephone booth or in a hat shop. If she is, I've seen the last of my daughter for 6 months.
Full of prams, but none of them look like Helen.
Yeah, none of them sound like Helen's mum, so you no need to look. Just keep your ears open.
Haven't you oiled it yet?
Oiled it? Those wheels have had more lubricant poured on them than the Queen Mary's crankshaft. It still sounds like chalk on a blackboard.
Well, I'll go and listen in the high street again, shall I? Yeah, I must say, George, I'm working up quite a thirst for your champers.
Haven't you told them yet?
Well, I've had a chance, have I, with everyone on lookout duty?
Well, tell your mother. Perhaps she'll break it to your father.
No, I'll leave it till after the christening. We don't want the congregation crying as well as the baby.
I don't suppose there's such a thing as a proxy christening, is there? You know, like people get married by proxy sometimes.
And who do you suggest stands in for the baby?
It's only a suggestion, dear. I'm thinking of you.
Yeah, I know, Mum. I'm sorry. It's been a pretty hectic day.
Yes, well, you know what I suggest?
What?
Postpone the party. Postpone the
party?
I've been thinking over ever since you rang. The two of you must have a little while together before George leaves. And we'll all come round later when he's gone and cheer up Kate.
Well, what do you think, darling?
Well, I don't know.
No?
No.
No one riding on the blackboard in the high street. So if that pram was really as noisy as that, perhaps he's been arrested for disturbing the peace, right? Yes, well, I'm not doing any more scouting. I've been standing outside that pub on the corner, and it makes me realize how parched I am.
Well, you'll be able to go into the pub and get unparched immediately after the Christmas.
Sure, what are you talking about? George has got crates of bubbly.
He and Kate want to have a moment to themselves. We'll go round later.
What? Oh,
don't
God
be so selfish, Dennis. You put yourself in their shoes. Well, which would you prefer? A noisy party or a quiet farewell?
Yeah, well...
Dennis?
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, you know, I can't refuse your mother anything.
Can't you, dear?
No.
Oh, good. Oh, would you mind telling the vicar the party's off?
What? Oh, now, listen. Now, that's not good.
Listen.
Well, what is it?
It's the first time that noise has ever sounded beautiful.
Yes, it comes.
Oh, well done.
Hello.
From the high street, and there wasn't a sign of her a moment ago.
Hurry up, Mum.
Yeah, come on, Mrs.
Come on, Mrs.
I'm so sorry, dear.
It's not your fault, now.
Well, only slightly. You see, I couldn't remember exactly where the church was. I knew it was in this area, and I was just going to ask in a shop when I saw Miss Milton going into the public house on the corner up there. She'd had a fall, and she needed a brandy, and she was so pale that I went in with her, and she persuaded me to have a sherry.
Leaving Helen outside?
Oh, well, I wasn't worried about her. I could see your father through the window. He was standing by her pram most of the time.
Oh, give me strength. Let's go in, shall we?
Whoa. Wait a minute. Where's Miles?
We left him in the house.
Being ill.
He's probably lying down.
Oh, blimey.
Here's a taxi.
Oh, good.
Is it Miles?
I can't see. That's Miles.
Thank goodness for that. Well, come along in, everybody.
Oh, well, frankly, darling, thank heavens we shan't ever be reminded of today.
Why shan't we?
I forgot to bring my camera.
Name this child.
Helen Mary Catherine.
Helen Mary Catherine.
Goodbye, Mrs. I wish we had asked people back. They could have helped me with my luggage.
George!
Oh, don't mean it, darling. I wouldn't stop this last half hour for anything. I'll just trot her out to the hall with these bags so I'm ready when the minicab comes.
All right, darling. Now, Helen, you had a nice cry in church. Will you try and be a good girl now? Give Daddy a big smile to remember. Like this. Well, bigger than that.
Right, that's it.
All packed?
Yes.
Good. Well.
Well, I must say they all took it very well, didn't they?
About not coming back?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Except the vicar.
Yes.
I don't suppose he's ever had to give up his lunch and a christening party before.
No.
No. So I'm glad it's just us, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well.
Sure you haven't forgotten anything?
I'm sure I have. You'll probably be sending me off little parcels every day for the next 3 months. Actually, there's something I have forgotten.
What?
Photos.
Oh.
Can I read the album?
Yes, of course.
There's just one or two to pin up on the bamboo wall.
You take what you want.
Oh, thank you, darling. Ah, yes, one or two nice ones of you, you know, so I can recognise you when I get back. And a couple of Helen.
That's a nice one.
Which?
For you and me.
Oh, do you think so, nice?
Yes, that's always been one of my favourites.
Is it? Hmm. Well, it's good of you, but it makes me look a bit like a penguin.
That one?
That?
Why not?
It's not a bit like you.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, darling. You just had your hair done. I want one of you looking like you do every day, you know. you pick the ones you'd like to think me looking at, darling. What time do you make it?
Nearly two.
Yes.
Why?
We're just checking. Well, I'll say goodbye to Helen, shall I?
Oh, there's plenty of time.
Yes, but you know, she might drop off. Bye-bye, Helen. Now, you look after Mummy, won't you? She's dropped off.
Here are some snacks.
Oh, thanks, fine. Yes, lovely, lovely. Well.
Well.
I'll drop you a foot stain note when I get there.
Thank you.
They say letters are very quick.
Do they?
Oh, under a week.
Oh, well, that's very quick.
Yes, very quick. Don't forget you can't send anything inside an air letter.
No.
You know, you like a new snap of Helen.
Yes.
It has to go separately.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I can't think of any more advice offhand. Any problems, you'll have to write to me, of course, and I'll write back. Just means you'll have to keep the problem going for a fortnight. Oh, now then, darling, don't be silly. It's not long. I mean, what, 6 months?
It's half of a year.
It'll soon pass. I mean, getting the house finished and incubating the new baby, or whatever you call it. I mean, time will fly by. Just go. You won't know where it went. And, well, talking of time, I better have a look for that taxi. Oh, goodbye, darling. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Oh, I'll be all right.
Of course.
Say goodbye to Helen for me when she wakes up.
Yes.
Post me a piece of christening cake.
Right.
Well.
Well.
Oh. Yes. Hello? Yes? Really? Well, isn't that typical? Yeah, I will. Well, thanks very much, old man, for letting me know. That was that Baxter chap, darling. He's a Baxter chap again. He's at the terminal. Our flight's been delayed 5 hours. Isn't that wonderful, darling? But, darling, I mean, that means I don't have to leave for another...
I would have had the christening at the right time. I do think it's disgraceful of them.
Oh, but, darling, good heavens, we didn't say a proper goodbye. Oh, blimey, who's that?
George,
with the champagne. No, look, no. We're not having the christening. No, it's all off. It's off. No, it's off. It's all right. Darling, he's back. Darling, he's back.
In the final episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Bryars and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Miles was played by Edward D'Souza, George's mum and dad by Diana King and Jeffrey Sumner, Kate's mother by Joan Sanderson, the mystery guest by Charlotte Mitchell, and the other parts by Peter Hawking. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.